You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. The kitchen at Syracuse's Fowler High School was in the spotlight Thursday as the president of a national nutrition organization stopped by to gather information about the dire need for increased funding for food service equipment. WAER's Scott Willis reports Fowler appears to be ahead of the curve when it comes to preparing healthy options for students.
This is where we make our grilled cheese sandwiches, our pizzas, our hands-on foods.
School lunch manager Chris Jones shows off a large production area as part of a tour of the busy kitchen. It's filled with just about everything you'd need to make meals for up to 7,000 students, 500 at Fowler and the rest at 13 other city schools. Donna Martin is president of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics and is also the nutrition director for a district in Georgia.
What I'm seeing here is amazing. They have wonderful equipment, and the choices that the kids get, the hot meals that they get, and the beautiful salads and the beautiful sandwiches. It's just so exciting to see the kids have this opportunity to have a healthy, nutritious lunch and a healthy breakfast, too. So these kids come to school prepared for these teachers and ready to learn.
They're coming in, they're hungry. They don't come from a home where food is necessarily available in the way, shape, and form that we might think it is. Food insecure households, resources are limited. The students come here and they're looking to be nourished, and they're looking to be fed breakfast, lunch, snack, sometimes supper. And when they go home, those options just aren't there because the resources aren't there.
That's Rachel Murphy, Director of Food and Nutrition Services for Syracuse City Schools. She says while Fowler has great space and equipment, that's not the case elsewhere in the district, let alone the nation. Donna Martin says changing palates along with nutrition guidelines and food safety regulations have forced changes in kitchens that most districts just can't afford. Gone are the days of cheap and quick fryers.
And now we're baking everything. We're not frying anything. And so we need these big ovens that are very expensive. We also are trying to do many more salads, so we're needing much more cooler space, and we're needing mixers and cutters and things like that to cut up and chop up the salads. And so the requirements are totally changing, and the funding is not there.
She says they're heading to an advocacy day next week in Washington to push for additional funding. They'll present video of the visit at Fowler to show Congress just what can be done if you have the right equipment.
Like this is like your equivalent for mass production of like a massive food processor.
Yeah, food processor.
Yeah.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.